You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour podcast. I am Alex Mearns and I'm joined once again by my football friend, Dom Betts.
Hello, hello, hello.
And, Dom, we've got some football friends. Well, we're talking to them in their ears. Say hello to our football friends.
Hello, football friends.
Oh, friends, friends. Oh, you're listening to another podcast, and this podcast is sponsored by our partners, Hoops Connect. And we thought we'd tell you about the brilliant app. If you've not heard about it, it's called Hoops Connect. You can get it from the iStore. You can get it from, is it the Google Store?
Google Play.
Google Play. And it's a brilliant app where it helps you organise sporting events or participate in sporting events. You go in the app, you look at a map, and you will see the sporting events which are happening in your area. It tells you the location, and it tells you how much it'll cost, where it'll be, how many players need to be there. So it's free to join. It's a great way of meeting new mates. I need to go on it because I've only got one mate. His name's Dom Betts. But I've got lots of football friends who listen to this programme, but I just never get to see you, sadly. Okay, so on the Hoops Connect website, they have a brilliant article about the 25 years the Premier League have been starting, Dom, and they've been doing their greatest Premier League moments. They did their top five, and we would just thought we'll run through our top three, which you can find on that article, which will be in the description below, and you can see what the other top moments were that they picked. But we're just going to do our three. So Dom, I've got to start with Arsene Wenger's Invincibles. He obviously hasn't got a team of that quality. Now, how lucky was he to manage that side, or did he make that team?
I think he made that team, for me personally, 100%, because, like, if you just compare the players to have now, yes, they had a lot better players there, but to do an invincible season, to have an unbeaten season, if we look at the greatest teams of recent times, you look at Barcelona's side, when they were just dominating Champions League with Pep Guardiola, with Tiki-Taka. Look at the current Real Madrid side with Zinedine Zidane. And neither of them have done an unbeaten season. And you'd argue the players they've got are better. And
I'm always quite slow to criticise La Liga, but the quality of the top two is different to the top two of,
I think if we're looking at the quality of the sides in the Premier League in 2003-2004, Chelsea were just bought by Abramovich. I think that was Ranieri's last season at the club. Mourinho came in the next season. You obviously had Manchester United. I mean, Liverpool were always going to be up there as well.
Julio was there, I think.
So, yeah, it's maybe,
it was incredible. It's absolutely insane, Dom. It's insane. To go a full season, it's actually quite unthinkable.
Yeah, it rarely gets done unless you're playing in a Farmers League like the SPL with Celtic. Like the Haggis Farmers. But I think it gets so, not written off, but people don't realise how much of an impossible job that was to do. It was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
So that's easily one of our greatest Premier League moments, Arsenal's Invincibles. If you want to know what we think Arsenal's transfer value from that Invincible squad would be in today's market if a Premier League club wanted to go and buy a peak Thierry Henry, go and listen to Transfer Time Tunnel. It's on the back catalogue of the Football Hour. It's brilliant. I presented it. You'll love it. Next one, Dom. This is my favourite ever Premier League moment. Balotelli. Aguero! You will never see anything like this again, Dom. Will we ever see anything like this again?
I think it's literally impossible. And I'm so annoyed because I never got to see this happen live.
What?
Because I was at White Hart Lane. We were playing Spurs last game of the season. Oh. And we lost about 4-0, I think. I think Huddleston scored like 230 yards or something like that. And obviously, I was looking at the results because QPR were playing and I wanted to see if they're going to go down. Unfortunately, they didn't go down. But I think it went down next season anyway. But I think, yeah, if I was watching it live on TV, I presume you were watching it live on a TV screen, like, what is actually happening?
I was in a pub full of Leeds fans, so obviously we wanted Man City to win the title. And my gosh, we thought they were going to mess up. Well, they did. For 86 minutes, they messed up. And Dzeko scored a very underrated goal, which gets lost in the Aguero madness.
I think he's quite an underrated player very in general, because he just guaranteed you goals.
He got the equaliser. Then something insane happened where it was almost like time stood still and I didn't know what I was doing. I couldn't control my actions. I was in this pub with about half a pint I used to be a chef, and my head chef was behind me watching the game unfold. And Aguero goes through on goal, scores that goal, and I chuck my beer up in the air, couldn't control my body. Everyone in the pub chucked their beer in the air, and it flew in the air. And for about, I would say maybe 10 minutes, I was in a daze by what I'd watched. I had to sit down. I was like, goosebumps on my arm. And I'm not a Man City fan, but it just never, ever seen anything like it. And 10 minutes later, my head chef came out of the toilet with a big bruise on his head. And he said, do you know what happened? I said, I have no idea what. He went, you chucked your beer up in the air, your pint glass went in the air and knocked me on the head. Cut his head. He was all right. He survived. And just an insane moment. So
I just saw full-time results. So I wasn't watching this like split screen live. I was like, okay, so City won the league. And then I go on, obviously on my phone, mate, I think it was online. It wasn't quite teletext era, so you know, I didn't have a way to get to the TV. But then I saw 91 and like 95 minutes. And then like, I remember I got back and watched the highlights on Sky Sports News, and like, all United players were thinking they won the league. Fergie knew, like, no, we need to calm down.
Yeah.
Anything can happen. And
there's a great picture of Phil Jones. Phil Jones when he finds out.
One thing I always think about is the game that Man City lost at the Emirates that season, about, I think, maybe a month, maybe a few weeks before the end of the season. And then everyone thought then, right, City won't win the title now. But then...
Yeah, they went to Newcastle, I think, maybe the game before QPR. And Yaya Toure turned it on. Absolutely incredible player. It was just a very monumental season. And understandably, in Hoops Connect's article, Top 5 Premier League Moments, Dom, they can find all top moments on the Hoops Connect website. Download the app. It is a brilliant app. They are sponsoring the podcast, partners of the Football Hour. You've been hearing about them so much. And you can read the full article of their Top 5 Premier League Moments. We've given you just two of ours. But you can find out the top five on the Hoops Connect website. All the details of how you can download the app, Dom, are in the description below this podcast.
They are, indeed.
If you remember to copy and paste them in. And the description for their website is in the podcast below. So jump on their website, read the article, and then download the app. And then get playing sports in your local area. Dom, it's a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure on the Football
Thank Hour. You, football friends. We'll see you again very shortly.